It's not that things is, you can control or decide. It's, this happened really day after day, working picture after picture, and it's not, you know, if sometimes you talk of a style, of a vision, of a, you can, of a, an interpretation of photography. It's more, I always try to work it in a very honest way, you know, to be very, very spontaneous, very fresh, and in a way, this is my receipt, you know, it's very simple, and then the things come, it's a kind of subconscious has come out, you know, in the work, is my true, my roots, my the iconography of my childhood, the, you know, all these things, you know, I don't know why in my mind. It's always a portrait. If I take a picture of this pot with flowers, it's a portrait of these flowers. I always take a picture of this table, it's a portrait of this table. Of this room, it's a portrait of the room. But you know what I mean? Mm. I take a landscape, for me, it's a portrait of this place. In my mind, it's always a portrait. And it's always autobiographical. It's always a kind of mirror, it's a mirror. You know? I let the subject reflecting in my camera and eyes, in my heart, in my mind, and I like to be reflected by my subject too, you know. So it's a kind of an exchange of me and my subject. It's always an encounter, always an exchange, you know. Like, you know, I always love the ambiguity.
Yeah.
To be on the borderline, you know, between male and female, between angelic and diabolic, between light and shadow. I always like to be between, to be lost, and not to know exactly. I like the androgyny a lot, you know. Nadar is very important for me, you know. He's one of my major master, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he said two things for me very important. He said, you know, the technology in photography is very easy. It's very easy to take a picture to and at this moment, well, not so easy, but he said, because it's very easy, even a child can make a picture. What is very difficult to learn is the sentiment de la lumière, the feeling of the light, the sentiment de la lumière. He was thinking of the light like a feeling, not something rational, not something logic, not something technical, but just something you smell, you feel, you know, and this was the first photographer to feel the light like that. Mm. I think photography for me is a blank page, you know. The photograph is a blank page. I think a photograph should be have this consciousness of darkness. You can't have this feeling of light, as Nadar says, you know. To feel the light if you don't know the darkness. You have to know very well to be in the darkness, and then you can start to feel that. Mm. As you can hear a nice note of violin if you don't have no the silence, you know. Fashion is fascinating, beautiful, but dangerous too. Because if you run behind every movement, you lose yourself, of course. Because I always say fashion is like a river, you know. Never the same water. It's moving all the time. It's running every 6 months, every day, almost, you know. But if you stay there as upon a river, you just look the river passing through, and you don't move, and it's always the same river. You know? So you can go to run after every little wave or little, or you can just look the river pass through. I don't know where it's going. I hope it's going better and better. You know? I always hoping to take better picture and more interesting picture. I always hope to surprise myself, you know. Mm. I don't want to, I hate the idea of the routine and to be satisfied. I always have many doubts about what I'm doing. I say, maybe I have to change it, you know. And since the doubts are very important, not to be too proud and too satisfied and the best and what to do this, and now I don't change anymore. No, I'm very fragile, in fact, you know, in my way to work. I always think, maybe I'm too much. And I like to try also many different things. Mm.